Wicked Anime is presented by the Nerdy Show Podcast Network, geeky programming for all nerds and otaku across the multiverse. All Nerdy Show programming is made possible by A Comic Shop, Orlando's number one comic shop and nerd destination, and with the generous support of listeners like you. To learn how you can support this and other wicked awesome geek programming, visit nerdyshow.com.
I am a hard man with harder opinions, Andrew, and I am joined by my brother, Jonathan, the stupid awesome analyst.
Yeah, I'm tired, so.
Yeah, and we also have the fangirl, Victoria.
Hi!
And some guy named James.
Hello.
And of course, we are also joined by our friend, 42 Believer, Sarah from 42's Anime Reviews.
Hello, everyone.
Evan from the Boston Bass Brigade.
Greetings, my good sir.
Anthony from IamThink.com.
Hey, hey, hey.
And David, who is joining us from Skype, also from IamThink.com.
Hello from the internet.
He sounds like he's in space.
Dave sounds like he's in space.
He's coming out of a computer.
So this is part two of a post-convention Anime Boston podcast. Technically, the finale for our con month. Yeah. On our podcast here, you can hear part one over at Boston Bass Brigade.
B3crew.com.
That's right. Over with everything else on the land of Ash. So, this episode is going to be a little bit different. It's going to be a lot shorter. But we're going to talk about things that were fun, like panels and dealer's room and people we ran into, maybe a fan that really, really liked us.
It was it was a really interesting year. I mean, I know we did this in part one, you know, because collaborations, what? But we should just go over real quick again what we thought of the whole year, which on a scale of 1 to 10, we gave it like a 7 average, 6.5.
Yeah.
Not that it degrades Anime Boston.
No, we made mention that 6.5 being the average Anime Boston is still probably the best anime convention we could ever go to.
See, like, well, the Wicked Anime people, at least at this point, know that I like the guests. I like going to meet the guests and stuff like that. I wasn't really impressed with the guest list that much.
It sure made it a lot easier on us this year, because then we really didn't have to worry about going to do interviews, and we got to spend a lot more time on the floor.
But then again, I mean, there's so many people in this industry, it's always going to be hit or miss.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
One year going to be weaker than the rest.
So. Yeah. True. Mm-hmm.
But let's not focus on that. We're going to talk about some really cool stuff. Really cool stuff being, let's start with... what kind of cool crap did we buy in the dealer's room?
So I bought two things in the dealer's room. Actually, three things. First off, a good shout out to the friends over at Manga Gamer, because I actually bought Honey Pot.
Honey Pop.
I said Honey Pop. There wasn't a T at the end of that.
I have that game.
Close enough, same thing.
Yeah,
I have the game, it's really fun.
I also bought a plushie of Holo from Spice of Wolf, which is my second plushie of a character voiced by my favorite voice actress, Brina Palencia. Yeah. The first being Tarmama from Sergeant Frog. And then the third thing I bought, but this was cool, Crossmaster Arena was showing off their game, and they had the figurines for the game of the characters from the animated series Wakfu.
Yeah, yes. That was pretty impressive.
He was so excited.
You know, honestly, I was really excited too, because I was even the one who introduced Evan into Wakfu.
Yes.
But I did not buy them. I found some other things to waste a lot of money on.
Yes. Jesus Christ, you had so much crap.
Don't tell them.
Such crap, very well.
Good crap.
I want to make sure people know that you bought so much good stuff.
I bought stuff that was worth it, because now that I have a full-time job, I can budget it in, which is really cool when you have money that you can just blow away, which I can't because I have bills, but I do anyway. So
you can live on the street for a
That's
week.
Right.
Fine.
I found some really great... My main goal for some reason this year, where with the release of Monster Hunter 4, same last year, I bought a lot of Monster Hunter stuff. But that kind of took a backseat to all the Gargantia stuff that I wanted to buy. Because Gargantia really was released in between the end of Anime Boston. Well, no, there was actually an AMV last year.
Yes, so there was.
But the figurines hadn't been released yet because it had just ended.
Yeah.
And so this year I was seeking out all the Gargantia figurines that I really missed out on. Found a very rare one, one that's pretty much out of print and everybody's selling it for, you know...
100.
Yeah, well, no, not 100, but... scalping prices, essentially, because it's not available anymore. But I found one in the dealer's room, and I was thrilled, and I jumped on it because I knew I wasn't going to see it again. But then, of course, Evan spotted a really great Monster Hunter figurine for me, which I've just been ogling ever since I bought it.
You're welcome.
Yeah, which is just a small figure of my favorite armor set in the game. So that was great. I found some really cool
stuff.
I almost walked right by it.
I went, hey, look at this, Andrew. Yeah, it's your favorite thing ever.
Okay, that's it for me.
The only thing that I bought that was worth mentioning is I got this really cool belt. It's like yeah. There's this place that was selling belts, and I found this really cool one. I'll show it to the camera.
Yeah.
And you know, if you watch the video,
was that over at Newbury Comics?
No, yeah.
Well, they had belts like it,
yeah.
But not that one.
Yeah, it's a Cowboy Bebop belt.
Oh, nice.
But they're all
Edge
emotes from her computer.
Oh my god.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's a seat belt, which is the name of the band that does the soundtrack.
Ah.
Whoa. What?
Whoa. Yeah. That's
Inception.
Right. Holy crap.
Just happened there.
So if you want to see the belt, you can see me lift my shirt to the camera in the video, ladies.
I'm sure Christine will appreciate it.
It's okay. She doesn't listen to her own show.
That's true. Speaking of ladies, for me, I bought some yaoi, because that's what I do. I bought 3 yaoi doujins, which were amazing. And one of them I had read before, translated online, and I'm like, is this Junko? And he's like, yes. And I'm like, mine, sold, done. That's not even a question. That one I bought at the Media Blasters booth. There, it's the only really DVD I bought, and it's because it's hard to find, is... one of the yaois, one of the 2 yaois that actually has an uncensored dick in it.
Such shameless girl.
What? If you're ashamed of liking yaoi, then you're not doing it right. So it's called Sensitive Pornograph. Love that name, and it's so dumb.
It's a family program.
It's a romantic comedy.
It's a romantic comedy. I am stealing that and using it forever.
I got that. I got this really awesome original art wall scroll from the artist alley, and I kept walking by the booth. I walked by it Friday night, and I was like, and I was like, no, I'm not going to buy it. The next day, I went back, and I'm like, okay, I'm buying it. And was, don't look at me. Because it cost a lot of money, because it was original art. And I was like, yeah, it's worth it.
Well, original art on a wall scroll. So.
Yeah, on a wall scroll. And that makes sense. And then also in the artist alley, and I had seen these online, and I was like, wow, I didn't know the artist was going to be here. It was a Haikyuu scarf, and on the one side, I didn't know it was double-sided at first, it has the main team, whose colors are orange and black, and on the other side it had their like rival team, which is red and black, and I was like, wow, that's double-sided, because at first I thought it was just, they showed two different scarves, and it had one with the one collars, one with the other. I thought, oh, you can get one of the other. No, it's double-sided. Yeah, that was pretty much my stuff.
I was in search for for the one doujin I've been looking for as well for like years, and of course they had. I'm looking for like issue 10 of this specific one, and of course they had 9 and 11. So, yet another year of no failure.
I blame it because it's 9 and 11. I blame the terrorists.
That's right. So anyway, but I did get contacts for emails for the guy who goes to Japan to pick up these doujins and possibly bring one back. I don't know how it's even going to work because there's a whole other year before Anime Boston. I don't know how to... Maybe they'll ship it to me. I'll pay money for them to ship it to me.
The way it sounds is like you found the black market.
Black market doujins.
You know a guy.
You've
been looking for number 10.
What are you willing to do for it?
To anyone who's listened before, they know I'm a big fan of Fairy Tail. Mm-hmm. I bought a lot of Fairy Tail. I went, like, the first day I went to the Funimation booth, and I was just like, I want this one on DVD. And they're like, if you buy 2 more, you can get a signed, the signed sliding cover. And I'm like, oh, okay. So I spent like a lot of money. Yes, exactly. And of course, I bought a wall scroll because, you know, I can't not buy a wall scroll. It's addicting.
Did anybody else?
So I guess I should start with what I didn't buy, and I was a little disappointed. Every year I basically buy a Gundam model to add to my stack.
Every year they just sit in his room and he never
builds
one.
I'm huge on Gundam. It's amazing.
Are
I love
really
Gundam
Are you really
Carol
in disguise?
No. Well, see, that's the thing
that's
about...
That's exactly what he would say.
They're Schrodinger's Gundams.
Yes.
You never open them. You never know how crappy their quality actually ever is.
Basically, it's one of those things where I buy them because I love that model. I love the fact that I could make this battle damage. I could do some really great stuff.
Could make.
Exactly. So I'm always worried that I'm going to pop this thing open that I spent $65 on, and I'm going to mess it up. So I just, you know, I'm like, hey, you know what? I'll put that in the stack, and I'll buy a crappier model to work on.
I think then, he bought the knife to cut it open, and then just looked at the box and like, no, I'm not going to build that right now.
Yeah, put it away. So I'm going to focus on that pile. And also, I'm really into art books, especially concept art books. Mm-hmm. Because it shows you iconic things, how they could have looked, and things that didn't even make it onto the screen or even into the anime. So I was looking through an entire shelf of those things, didn't find one that...
Yeah, most of them were asset art books.
Yeah, so, like things I've already seen before.
Yeah, so there's that's concept art books and then asset art books, right. Which are used in the actual program, and that's usually what we found.
So I did buy one thing, and I bought... it with pride. It was a Goku figurine.
Yes, this is beautiful.
And it's basically the pose of him releasing a Kamehameha, battle damaged, and he's got Super Saiyan hair blown back, his mouth wide open, and it looks badass.
Yeah, it's cool.
It's so cool.
It's really cool. It was a good buy.
And then about an hour later, he found the same thing for $5 cheaper.
You never, ever, ever... find shame in buying something. If you already have it in hand, you're like, nope, this was worth it.
Yeah.
The way you were promising that, I'm not ashamed of this. I really thought you were about to say it was that Yamcha crater thing I just saw on the internet recently.
Oh my god, they had a Yamcha. I was surprised he was standing in the pose.
They made that into a statue.
Oh, that's amazing. After he gets blown up by the Cybermen.
Yeah, it's him. It's the him in the crater. And it's now a figure thing you can buy.
That's great.
Speaking of the cheaper items, there was that one that I was so super tempted by, that perfect figure Cammy. Everybody knows my love for Cammy, especially if you went to My Wife Was Not Weird.
Which we'll be talking about later.
Yeah, and there was that one figure, the only Cammy figure that I saw all weekend. It was $280.
Yep.
And it was beautiful, gorgeous. Like I wanted it so bad.
He's mad at himself for not buying it.
Yeah, well, you can't. I'm also zen about my self-control. I also found it again at another booth for $270.
Really?
And that sweetened the deal so much. No, it really didn't.
For anybody who doesn't know, this is a poseable action figure of Cammy. It's a ball joint figure, but it's covered with a fleshy material so that the ball joints are...
They're not showing.
They're not showing, but you can pose it like a actual skin.
Yeah, they had a Chun-Li one, too.
Yeah, it was really cool.
They're
really cool.
Gorgeous. Unbelievably gorgeous.
Damn. And, you guys pick anything up?
I picked up something for my wife.
Cool.
I got her a pink unicorn Kigurumi. So... Hopefully she won't be yelling at me for being gone all weekend.
Yeah, I got more swag this year than I've gotten at any convention in like the last 5 or 6. Mostly a lot of little stuff. I recently finally watched Ouran High School Host Club.
Yeah!
I love that show.
And so it's one of those where like,
two girls.
I had no idea how amazing this was. I need all the swag.
Wow.
So I got a bunch of that. I finally picked up some of the art prints they had. I finally got something for Avatar and for Legend of Korra.
Very nice.
And got a couple of little buttons and a couple of corgi things, because I have one of those.
Nice.
And the artist alley has lots of cute corgi things. So, yeah, lots of little things mostly, but it was, it was like from a decade ago when I went to my first couple anime conventions where I'm like, ooh, I'm going to take one of these and two of these and one of these. And as I'm going home, I'm like, I haven't bought this much stuff at a convention in forever. It was
nice.
Great.
Yeah. Okay, so that was a good run. We are trying to keep this short, so we're going to move on to panels.
Yeah, we're being closed in on by genders.
Yeah. So, and I think to keep it easy, we should probably keep it short, selfishly, to the Wicked Anime panels.
Yep.
Yes.
That were run this year.
They were great panels.
Yeah, well...
Yeah, Greg Ayers was awesome, by the way.
Do we still have you, David?
Yes, we do.
Okay, good. It fell asleep, so I was wondering.
Okay.
So we'll keep it to the Wicked Anime panels, which will actually lead into the cool people that we ran into this year, which was a little bit of a surprise, and a lot of people who came up and talked to us, and fun things like that. Everyone here in this room visited the Hardcore Anime panel.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Yeah.
Oh, yes.
So,
I didn't watch it, but I was there.
I
don't remember it.
Yeah, like, being on stage this year, like, really enjoyed doing it this year. Like, but it was kind of like a fever dream. Like, I know it happened, but I wasn't there to experience it. I was, like, literally just standing on stage, like, chatting it up and screaming things, like, into the mic.
Were you still in shock from seeing that line?
We played our Cupcakes video, which is our Andrew WK opening, you know, and everything like that, and I never watched it. Like, I watched it last year when we showed it, because I loved that video so much. I didn't even get a chance to watch it, because I was just up on stage engaging with the audience so much. Yeah. But, yes, Dave, thank you for, you know, reminding us, too, that we want to mention that, like, our line was so super long.
Yeah, so our line wrapped around a windowed corridor in a corner, went up a set of stairs and to the third floor, which we were on the second floor, so that's not as impressive, but it went to the third floor.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which was really interesting. The room was smaller than last year, but we got a good rating for the panel this year, too, mm-hmm. Which was neat.
Holy Bejesus.
Yeah, the Holy Bejesus rating.
You did end up with the Holy Bejesus rating.
Yes, we did.
Actually, I wasn't sure how many they had to turn away, so.
Both panels achieved that.
I almost was late to your guys' panel, and I remember I was, like, rushing in, and I asked you guys to save me seats for me and my friend Jennifer, and we went in, and we're like, press, snuck in, and the guys were like, oh, it's packed, kick it in, from outside. It was really, really cool.
Yeah, it was a fun time, and I think the addition of the live-action garbage that we showed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think that was a hit. I really liked it. That was
especially awesome.
It made me the most queasy, that's for sure.
Yeah.
Nothing like pulling on an arm tendon.
That was so amazing. Cool.
That shark lady, God.
God.
Alligator lady, whatever. I don't know. That freaked me out.
Dem legs, man. Yeah.
Yeah.
She, you know what? When the tendon was pulled, she went away. She should have went, oh, what a crock.
But that actually doesn't compare into what happened for our newest panel ever.
So now only about 50% of us here in the room experienced My Wife Who's Not Weird, which was the first panel that
because we were all on stage.
Yeah, which we presented this year, first time ever, and it was a hit.
Christine and I got to talk with people.
Yeah,
awesome.
Yeah.
Hiding in the corner.
I hid in the corner.
Yeah,
I was in the front seat.
So in short, the panel was a hit. The feedback that we got from after doing the panel, all the information that we presented, was really great. Everybody loved it.
Yeah, which I was really scared of, because there were actually scientists and psychologists in the room at our panel.
Yeah.
Wow.
And when I came up, there was the first thing they said, I'm in college for sexology, and that made my heart sink, because I was thinking they were going to go, like, you ruined everything. But they actually came up and said... they said everything was perfect.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's awesome.
And people wanted to talk to us afterwards about our philosophies on things, on how the brain works.
Almost a whole hour of post-discussions with the Congoers. It was amazing.
I think we were there for an extra 15-20 minutes just talking to people.
Yeah, starving.
Too. And, oh my God, we wanted to go eat.
And we were being held up by people. But...
The people who didn't see it.
The people who did not see this panel practically started a riot.
It's pretty cool.
They're not even over exaggerating. This is the absolute truth.
We're gonna
you can see it on our Twitter.
Yeah, we are, and we're gonna release the video of our panel too. And the panel video that we're releasing is just the panel, but you can hear all the action that's going on. For the entire length of our hour-long panel, 200 plus people were standing outside waiting to get in.
Yep. Anytime someone left, even someone left right as it ended, and someone came right in to sit down.
And people left to go to the bathroom, and they didn't have a seat when they came back.
Oh my lord!
We
thought it was just maybe a little busy out there. You know, like, oh, we've got a handful of people there. You know, changing out people, mm-hmm. but there was at one point where I was right near the wall, I was taking photos, and I just heard some really loud noise. I figured, oh, it's, you know, the convention, they're getting a little rowdy out there, maybe someone brought out a boombox, and they're playing, you know, some hip new music.
No.
But no, that is not the case. The case is that they needed 5 security guards to keep everybody at bay. The security guards had to resort to shouting at them to tell people to shut up. And as people left, they would put one person in. And then there was a couple of very drunk people who wanted in and could not. There's a lot of people who I don't get it. There were so many people who just wanted in on this, and it was really cool, but it was incredibly surreal. It was very surreal.
I'm gonna tell you, with that panel, you hit some really good buzzwords.
That's fantastic.
You know, with waifu,
what are we, Tumblr?
Trigger warning.
All the buzzwords.
No, I'm saying.
Yeah. Which leads into what we want to talk about, which was interaction with the people who were attending the con. Anthony, you took pictures of people all weekend.
Oh, yeah.
I'm sure you met some really great people.
Oh, yeah.
We ran into fans of ours.
Allison!
Yeah. Shout out to Allison, who,
Allison?
Yeah, who was actually a staff member this year working the charity. Which was really great. Shout out to you. You made our weekends.
You really did.
Because you were so great. You were a champ and a sweetheart. That you were just so nice to us.
No fans.
She'll probably hear this on her way to work.
Yeah, no,
she's on her way.
Yeah,
Salem right now.
Yeah. 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 We kept going to visit her.
And then we did.
Which was great because we kept donating to the MS Society.
See, okay.
We didn't get to hear their numbers. We didn't hear how much they donated.
Which we will, but they'll release it.
Yeah, of course they will. I can't wait to hear the numbers.
Which I will say, this is the first year I donated to the MS Society, but the MS charity is actually really, really near and dear to me. I have some pretty strong connections with people who have multiple sclerosis. And so being able to actually donate this year was awesome. It was so cool. And you get charity prizes. You could have won a PS4. I didn't win anything. I did not care. I was donating to a really cool charity. So that was really great. And then we picked up some new fans after our panels.
Yeah.
Really fun. We really love you guys and your interaction that you give to us.
And we'd love to hear from you.
Yeah. Anthony, how was the photos? Tell us about the photo section.
Photos were crazy. I scheduled like 10 shoots this year, so.
Man, you were busy.
Busy as hell, yeah. I hardly got to see anything in the convention.
Wear out your knee pads for taking photos?
Yeah, just about. But my photo shoots went great. I got to meet a lot of really cool people, and I'm hoping that I'll be able to work with them again.
Did you have a favorite segment that you shot?
I worked with one cosplayer. I think she goes by Momochu Cosplay, and that might be a correction later on. But I had a shoot with her every day this weekend, and she was fantastic. Her costumes were awesome, and she was just really fun to do shoots with. And then I also had a shoot with somebody that did an Attack on Titan and Harry Potter crossover.
I saw that picture.
Attack on Titan becoming like the new Deadpool.
It was Ravenclaw Armor.
I saw a Titan in a wedding dress.
I did.
I was going to say yes.
4 Titans in a funeral.
That's great. That is so cool. Yeah, you showed me the picture for the Attack on Titan Harry Potter crossover where it's essentially like the full gear, the mobile gear, they were wearing like black jackets, like the robes, with their Ravenclaw or Slytherin, you know, whatever patches instead of like the Survey Corps.
With a sword and a wand.
It's like so cool.
Freaking nerd.
Gryffindor doing that, but I'm really Ravenclaw. Maybe a book and sword.
Yeah.
What? Ravenclaw are the artists, yo.
It's not a sword.
Sword is an art. There's an entire anime about that.
Yeah, and it's all online, too.
Wow.
There it is.
So perfect.
Well done.
We're done here.
Okay,
we can't help that.
Let's see. So I don't know. That's really all we have.
Yeah, any final input from anybody?
Security was stepped up this year, but it definitely worked out. I mean, they pushed the line outside, which, I mean,
and you weren't in line for
it was
more
beautiful
than
outside.
Minutes,
thank goodness.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
So,
The rain missed us. We were in that patch that, like, didn't.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, you know, they ramped up security, which is, I mean, it's all
speaking of, they're about to kick us out.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right.
We got to get our bags.
exactly. But to finish up, we're going to say that Anime Boston is a great convention.
Mm-hmm.
Still my favorite, even though, you know, this might not have been the best year. Not like last year, where last year was like, oh, this is so cool.
Yes.
But we will be back next March, the end of March. To do it all over again.
New theme is sports, yo.
Yes! Yes! I'm so excited!
Everybody was silent when they announced it. And
except for me.
Yeah, and I was like, what's wrong with you people? That means track suits, that means school swim uniforms, it means bloomers, yeah. Like, and everybody's still sitting there saying, I want to do sports.
No, yeah. Field days.
I was videotaping the announcement, and you just hear, I was like, field day, and I'm like, sports, and everyone around me is just silent.
Well, my comment was, there's enough sweaty people here at the convention.
The one thing I will call it right now, if there is not at least some Blurns Ball happening, if there's not Blurns Ball cosplay, I will be sad.
Awesome.
Yeah. You know what? I want Blurns Ball. I want Calvin Ball, if anyone knows. Calvin Ball, if anyone remembers what that is. And I want I want Buffalo Ball from Wakfu. Yeah.
You know, actually, right in front of Hall D, they were actually having a volleyball game.
That's yeah, they were. Night.
Oh, man.
So to finish up, guys... we're gonna return to our normal Wicked Anime schedule next week after this is released, and join us for a full length episode where we'll be back with all your regular cast members, and we are gonna be discussing psychologically disturbing anime, psychologically disturbing moments, things that messed us up in anime.
Yes,
this is the one that be prepared for, because it's gonna be funny. We're gonna have some really good stories. I already have like. I don't know, a whole handful of them.
Let's do some shameless plugs.
Yeah. Yep. So if you guys want to join in on the conversation, tell us about Anime Boston. If you were at our panels and want to let us know, please. Oh, if you have video of the mob, please send it to us.
Yes.
You can email us at wickedanimereviews@gmail.com. You can also find us at facebook.com/wickedanime. You can also find our YouTube channel at wickedanimereviews. YouTube.com/wickedanimereviews. You can find us on Tumblr at... WickedAnime.tumblr.com. Tweet at us at YoWickedAnime. And finally, you can find us at NerdyShow.com/WickedAnime, where you can also find our podcast on SoundCloud/WickedAnime and on iTunes.
All right, so for the recent news, reviews, podcasts, episodes, and videos featuring members of the Boston Bash Brigade, you can find us at www.b3crew.com. If you have any questions, comments, song requests, if you are in a band and want to be featured on the show, I will listen to all your music, man. I will totally play you on No Borders Erased. Or if you have like a question for our friend Sawa Sensei, you can write to us at thebastards@bostonbastardbrigade.com. You can find me on Tumblr at b3crew.tumblr.com and on Twitter at king_baby_duck. Like us on facebook.com/bostonbastardbrigade and facebook.com/landofesh for all other articles. Under the Geek Realm, go to egmnow.com/electricsisterhood and check out all the other shows under the Land of Ash, including the Electric Sisterhood, Geek Aggro, and the Issues program.
For me, if you want to find all my stuff, just Google 42 Believer. I've got YouTube, Twitter, Facebook, Tumblr. There you go.
Awesome. And I am Think.
Yep. If you want to see more random bullshit from me, Dave, and a couple of other people, go to iamthink.com. And just remember that early diagnosis of autism can make a world of difference. Thank
awesome.
You.
Awesome.
Yes.
Thank you very much, guys. This has been awesome.
Thanks,
everybody.
We'll see you next time on the next podcast.
Yeah, we'll finally sign off the only way we know how.
Trouble.
I know, thank goodness.
Dodge the fuzz.
That's a really cool one on there.
They just okayed us over there.
Are you guys in a session?
Yes.
Yep.
No, nope, that's okay. Fine.
Do you guys go to open?
Hey, you guys all right over there?
Yeah.
We saw again.
Dave, where's your badge?
Yeah. All right.
It might actually be within arm's reach still.
Okay, so we're keeping that in. Anyway.
Watch the video if it comes out.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you'll just see our heads just go.
And then to one side, then to the other.
I'll have to watch the video because I have no idea what's happening right now.
You will have to see it. Okay.
Thanks for listening to the Wicked Anime Podcast, presented by Nerdy Show. If you like what you heard, please rate and review on iTunes, or like and follow us on SoundCloud. As listener-supported entertainment, we rely on you to keep this and other shows on the Nerdy Show Network alive by telling a friend or funding the network via Patreon. Any size contribution gets you exclusive outtakes, episodes, and images from across the network. And there's even more perks available. Just head to patreon.com/nerdyshow. To find out how you or your company can underwrite this and other Nerdy Show programming, visit nerdyshow.com/sponsorships. You can subscribe to the Wicked Anime Podcast via iTunes and SoundCloud. Leave a comment, like and share, and follow Nerdy Show and Wicked Anime on all your favorite social networks. For more podcasts, articles, community forums, and other awesomeness, visit nerdyshow.com. If it's geeky, we've got it covered.